HQN Books and Harper Audio are proud to bring you Heron's Landing by Joanne Ross, performed by Ashley Klanick. Chapter 1. Seth Harper was spending a Sunday spring afternoon detailing his wife's rally red Honda Civic when he learned that she'd been killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan. Despite the Pacific Northwest's reputation for unrelenting rain, the sun was shining so brightly that the Army notification officers, a man and a woman in dark blue uniforms and black shoes spit-shined to a mirror gloss, had been wearing shades. Or maybe, Seth considered, as they'd approached the driveway in what appeared to be slow motion, they would have worn them anyway. Like armor, providing emotional distance from the poor bastard whose life they were about to blow to smithereens. At the one survivor grief meeting he'd later attended, only to get his fretting mother off his back, he'd heard stories from other spouses who'd experienced a sudden, painful jolt of loss before their official notice. Seth hadn't received any advance warning, which was why at first the officer's words had been an incomprehensible buzz in his ears, like distant radio static. Zoe couldn't be dead. His wife wasn't a combat soldier. She was an Army surgical nurse working in a heavily protected military base hospital who'd be returning to civilian life in 2 weeks. Seth still had a bunch of stuff on his homecoming punch list to do. After buffing the wax off the Civic's hood and shining up the chrome wheels, his next project was to paint.